love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All righty then, we are into March, and let us march ahead. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, and I've been doing this show some 16 years now, downtown San Francisco. Here I sit just blocks from the bay here on Broadway where the neon lights are bright. I think that song was about New York, but we have them here on Broadway in San Francisco as well. This show is for gamers, and that's what I am. I don't design video games. I don't sell them. I don't promote them. I tell you what I think is good and what's not so good. I don't like panning games, but if a game needs panning, I shall do it. You can get involved as well. You are my unpaid correspondent. What is good and bad in your world? I can't play all the video games. Even if I could, we're not going to agree on everything. So what do you like? What's overhyped, underhyped? What's a big waste of time and money? We'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get in, and that's how you get heard. Apropos applications to listen to this show, TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch. Of course, we're on Twitch, twitch.tv. There I am in my hoodie and my glasses looking so fly. Rick Tittle. Just search for Sports Byline USA on Twitch. There we go. We got a little stream chat if you'd like to chime in that way as well. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes. We are on SB Nation Radio as well, so you can go to SBNationLive.com. We're at SportsByline.com streaming along, and emails Rick@SportsByline.com and use that to request a cheat code at the end of the show and also to win the video game I'll be giving away at 40 after in about a half hour, as I always do. And a big shout out to those listening on the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM. Great to be on SiriusXM once again. Todd Zeal, who played a long time in the major leagues, he's now a video game guy. We'll talk to him next about his brand new video game. And then I got bad news for me and everyone involved with the GDC to talk about as well. So Todd Zeal on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco on Sports Byline, but around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome in former Major League Baseball player Todd Zeal. Todd Zeal played for about 10 different teams in his career. He had a great long career, but we're here to talk about a new game that his company has put out. He is the chief business development officer, at BitFry, and the new game is called Ultimate Rivals The Rink. It is exclusive on Apple Arcade, so that means that you can get it across all the Apple platforms such as iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and Mac. Before we get into the game, Todd, I know that you've always kind of dabbled in the entertainment industry. You were an actor as well. What led you down to the video game path?
Ironically, when I ended my career, as you said, I got into some film and television production, and I finished the project that I've been doing with Charlie Sheen, and I was connected by a mutual friend to the founder and CEO of BitFry Game Studios, Ben Friedland, who at the time was looking for potentially Charlie to do some voiceover work. We got to talking about his vision, which was a vision to bring back arcade action, over-the-top sports video games into the marketplace. That's about 5 years ago now. Ben sometimes considers me a co-founder because we've been on this journey amassing licenses and building a game and finally getting it out on Apple Arcade this December. So it's been a great ride, and it's been something that that release of the game is really only the beginning for us, because this is a platform that we intend to have further titles coming, including Ultimate Rivals The Court, which will come out later this summer.
Yes, and I think that's something we should stress, is that you would think, okay, it's going to be Ovechkin versus Gretzky. That sounds about right. And you're like, no. You can put Alex Morgan in there. You can put Jose Altuve. And it's like, wait, what? You cross through all the sporting lines here, right?
Absolutely, and that was one of the things that we worked hard when we met with the licensors to get them to really buy into the concept of not just allowing this over-the-top arcade action. Kind of harkens back to the days of NBA Jam. I think there was a hole in the marketplace All the sports video games had really focused on ultra simulation, beautiful games, amazing technical achievements, and really challenging to play and difficult to master. And we wanted something that you could pick up and play but had a lot of depth. And I think one of those differentiators that the licensors really gravitated towards and bought into was, hey, why don't we cross these athletes from one sport into another? So now you bring LeBron James into a hockey game, and it's not him literally being in the hockey game. This is sort of this digitized version of him, sort of superhero version of LeBron James coming onto the ice and bringing his amazing athletic attributes onto the ice. And then being able to mix and match and even adding female athletes from the WNBA and the women's U.S. soccer team has made this a really great, competitive, fun action sports game.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you were in the union for, what, 15 years in the days of Donald Fear. You just think about how hard it is to deal with a union. But I guess when you say Apple, it makes it a lot easier, huh?
Yeah, certainly. Although Apple came in late in the process for us, we were fortunate enough to get support from the players' unions and the leagues with the concept, as I said, that there's a big addressable market that really missed the games like NBA Jam. And when we said, hey, look, we're trying to bring something like NBA Jam meets Rocket League with a little bit of Street Fighter in it, that resonated to their game development teams. They recognize that that's a big part of their licensing metrics. And then being able to make this a game that is a games as a service and lives on in live ops so that you can mix and match the players from all the sports to give you a 365-day season as opposed to being seasonably, launched with each individual sport. I think they understood that concept. And as we developed the artwork and they saw just kind of how unique it was, they've been great, great partners for us. And Apple, fortunately for us, came to the table with this new platform they were developing. They loved our game with the massive IP added to it and that ability to, as I said, pick it up and play. And multi-generational piece of it was a part of it, too. It's what really attracted me to this concept because I had really not been able to play video games with my kids anymore. They had gotten so sophisticated, I couldn't master the controls. But this is something that you can pick up and play and have fun playing this over-the-top action. But my kids, as you would expect, know how to get to the deeper levels and get really, really skilled at them.
A couple more questions for Todd Zeal. We're talking about Ultimate Rivals, the rink, exclusively on Apple Arcade. It's a great business to get into. I always surprise people when I let them know that video game industry makes way much more money than the motion picture industry, and it's not even close. You know, you think about Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the first weekend, it made $500 million. So you think about the rise of esports, this is only going to get bigger, and this is why you have your eyes on the court and other places to play, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that we had always intended to be a platform and to be able to really showcase these over-the-top action type of games with an emphasis on whatever that particular release was at the time. So the Rink was our first release. It's hockey. It's over-the-top action on the ice in hockey. And then next comes the court. And this is also something that we built originally and have continued to build for consoles. So this it has an exclusivity right now on Apple Arcade, but you will see this out on console and PC at some point as well, so you can really dig in on your big screen at home or multiplayer and get into that competitive nature of it, which is what you alluded to as this the video game industry continues to grow and be connected, globally.
You know, it's interesting. I was born in 1965. I know we're about the same age. And so I know who you are. I know who your ex was with the perfect 10 and in the Olympics. But what's funny is that anybody under 30, your daughter is way more famous than you and your ex now, right?
Hey, that's what all you can ask for as a father is for your kids to do something that they love to do and have some success doing it. And right now, I think she feels blessed. I feel blessed that she's found something that she's passionate about and has been so well received.
Yeah, Hannah playing the young Kate on This Is Us. And then one other thing I wanted to ask you, when you think about all the different baseball cards you have, I remember the Todd Zeal Cubs card where you're holding that ancient phone. Is that your favorite one?
It's one that I do laugh at, and I do think that, that's a timestamp if there ever was one. It's like Michael Douglas on the beach in Wall Street when he was carrying that same brick phone. And at the time, it was supposed to show how advanced and sophisticated and amazing he was. And then when the re-release of it, they used it as a joke when he got it, when he picked up that phone coming out of prison. So, that's a favorite of mine. And ironically, that was snapped as I was doing an interview when I first got traded to the Cubs, and that's what ended up making it on a baseball card. So one I'll have to pass down to the grandkids for sure, and they'll be like, what the heck is that thing you're holding?
No, I love that. That's very cool. Okay, so finally, for people who want to know more about Ultimate Rivals, the rink, what do they do? How do they get it?
It's easy. UltimateRivals.com. You can go on and find out all you need to know. And then it's right now, it's up on Apple Arcade. It's a great subscription platform that Apple has. They've been great partners to us. And as I said, you can get on there, play right now, and then look forward to more players being introduced into the game as we drop updates. And then, as I said, Ultimate Rivals, the court, coming out sometime later this summer.
Well, it sounds pretty legit. UltimateRivals.com. Check it out. Todd Zeal has been our guest. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming in. Great stuff. Todd Zeal, everybody, and a direct descendant of two presidents, Garfield and Buchanan. No, I'm just kidding. John Adams and John Quincy Adams. A lot of fame in that family. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
And thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, the Video Game Review. You know, a lot of ex-athletes, they do investments and things, and sometimes they go, they go broke, or they have people swindle them, or they just make bad investments. But Todd Zeal getting into the video game world, smart guy, to say the least. All right. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after, with a very simple question. You just answer it. Be the second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com, in the form of an email. At the end of the show, any older game you want to send me a request for a cheat code, I look it up for you. I dig in, baby. That's rick@sportsbyline as well. But very disappointing news around these parts. Is that the Game Developers Conference has been canceled because of coronavirus fears. Now, I'm not going to say that the coronavirus is no big deal because I'm not a doctor. It seems it's about as dangerous as the flu from the numbers I've read. But once again, I'm not a doctor. But the widespread mania leading on the verge of panic is a bit disconcerting. The Game Developers Conference, if you don't know, is held out here in San Francisco every year, and it's been going on over 20 years. I've been going at least the last 15, and we started hearing last week on the show that a few of the participants were starting to pull out. And then you start to think, yikes. And I remember hearing that Kojima would not be going to PAX East in Boston because they said that there would be a lot of Chinese people that would be there at the conference. Now, before you say profiling, racist, whatever, that was their opinion and they're entitled to it. But I thought, you think there's Chinese people in Boston? What do you think San Francisco is? And by the way, we're quite proud of all the ethnic heritage that we have out here in the city and the Bay Area. And the Chinese have a strong, strong, proud presence here in the Bay Area and has had since before we were even a state in 1850. But it's not so much the natives, it's the people traveling that they think are going to be infected, or maybe people from Korea, or maybe people now from Italy. Whatever it is, people started pulling out and pulling out and pulling out. And you could just see some of the writing on the wall because it was Sony and Facebook. They were out when I was on the air with this show last week. And then Kojima pulled out, and Kojima himself was going to give a talk on Death Stranding, which I just finished. And then EA pulled out, which almost made me laugh. EA's headquarters is in Redwood Shores, which is about 20 minutes south of where I'm sitting right now. I could walk to the Moscone Convention Center by the time it would take them to drive from their home offices, but they were thinking about their partners from around the world. Then this last week, Unity pulled out, Epic Games pulled out, Unreal Engine, Microsoft, Amazon, Activision Blizzard. So you basically ended up with a conference that was going to be Intel and Google and a couple of other. It wasn't going to be enough. But the scope, and these are the thing, these aren't just participants, these are major sponsors that have pulled out. Now, if it's for safety concerns, I can't point at them and say, you panicking over reactors. I'm not going to do that. But it is very disappointing when you think about the chances of getting it and what's at stake. I feel most sorry for the students from around the world. And that's one of the really cool things about this conference. Is you get to meet, and I have met so many people from around the world. And just as an example, last year, the Polish party, by the way, Friday morning, I accepted the Swiss party down at Pier 48. I accepted an invitation to another party that was going to be at Harlot. I know, great room name for a club. But there's great parties to showcase video games. There's a lot of free swag and stuff. And people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go to this, and I'm very privileged that I get a free pass, press pass. And by the way, they say they want to try to do this again in the summer. We'll see about it. But beyond that, the Polish party I went to last year, which was a day party, it wasn't debauchery, but it was a group of a bunch of developers, and they rented a room. And it was funny. It was in Selma, south of Market. It was kind of a weird place. But you went in and they had, everybody was dressed in this sort of weird steampunk type of themed top hat. And it was all, you know, 30 and younger, and I'm older. But they're, you know, they were just very enthusiastic, and they were serving this amazing Polish beer. It had like three different kinds, and they're all awesome, like Pilsner. And it was just a lot of fun. And I think about how many university students I have met from Denmark, the land of my grandfather, or Germany, or the UK, or Australia, or Asia. And this is a big deal. And a lot of them are, they get to come out, and they get to come out, and they get a student discount, what have you. And even local kids here, I remember going with a student last year on the last Friday. I think the last Friday for $50, you can get in for the day, which is not, I mean, you think about paying a few thousand to get in. $50 on the last day if you're a student is actually not a bad deal. But I just think about the people who are going to speak. Hundreds. Well, I'm going to say 100. A couple hundred. I guess that qualifies as 100. But all the talks that are scheduled. And this is just a fortnight, no pun intended, 2 weeks before it's going to start, basically. And a little more than 2 weeks. It was supposed to start on the 16th. And I think about, and I was going to, you know, I'm going on a spring training, and I was going to come back that day. I wanted to get back in time for the GDC. But man, oh man, it is with great expense and sacrifice. So you think about E3, which is going to be in June down in LA, and we already had the headline that Sony's not going, and they could let Microsoft have their own Xbox Series X reveal, and they didn't want PlayStation 5 to fight with it. Well, we all hope that this is one of these things that goes away when the cold and flu season ends. And as I said, I don't want to belittle it because it is deadly, and people have tragically died from it. It's a tragedy that these people have died. So I'm not going to say that it's some innocuous thing. And it's just disappointing because I think we are far, far, far from a place where I can't be around other people. I mean, are we going to cancel all the Warrior games in town? The Giants and the A's are going to get going here in 3 weeks? Are we going to cancel all the A's and Giants games? Going down to the San Jose Shark Tank, my Sharks actually showed up last night and beat the Pens 5-0. Are we not going to go to those? You know, I ride the Rapid Transit, the subway out here, BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. Do I not get on a BART train? No, we do. And people still go out and they go to movies and shows and sing karaoke on a common microphone. Maybe we'll get to a point where we don't do that and we're all like the poor folks China and Ground Zero who have been shut in. Hopefully, that's not the case. But it is with great disappointment on the timing of this. Now, how does it affect me? Well, I just like going. I like seeing all the new stuff. I get in free. As I said, I don't take that privilege lightly. I get a free lunch every day. It's good to be a media member that gets into the GDC. But for me, I go every year. This isn't my lifeblood. For some people, this is it. And the indie game show and getting your indie game at the competition at the GDC is such a huge thing. You know, this is like when I had Edwin Moses on and he was the, you know, the best high hurdler in the world and he was going to walk to a gold medal at Moscow 80 and Carter boycotted. And it's like, what are you going to do? I got to wait till L.A. 84. So, as I said, it only affects me because I really wanted to go and check it out. But thousands of people are far more affected. And I feel sorry for all those people, the untold amount of young people. This was going to be their first GDC. And so many creative people who do music and art and they have new ideas and they come and they all get together. But as I said, this is the world we're in right now. I'll get to the press release in a second, but no GDC. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. I'll also let you know what's new this week. I'm Rick Tittle and this is the Video Game Review.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. It's 40 after, so I'll give away a brand new game. I just realized as I look at my Twitch feed that there's no audio coming through. So, hence why the numbers have dwindled. It's just looking up. And I'm like, oh, people aren't really, not that many people are watching on Twitch. Well, it's because they can't hear anything. So, anyway, live broadcasting, what are you going to do? Time to give away a game. This one is Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind. It's a little DLC as well on Kingdom Hearts 3. It's for the PS4 and Xbox One. Square Enix obviously develops and publishes this. Is my question. And send your answers in the form of an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct one wins. Is, does this have to do something with the Kingdom Hearts franchise? Yes or no? And it's not a trick question. This is something that's going to take you back, and you start off, it's sort of an additional context and trying to fix what they think were some of the story's weaknesses, but it's very demanding. And I have not played it, but I was reading a review by Kimberly Wallace in Game Informer, and I just want to give you this one quote from Kimberly. Remind takes you back to the Keyblade graveyard sequence, the start of the base game's final stretch. Sora travels back in time to search for Kairi, hoping to alter the outcome of events. However, to do so in this DLC, he sacrifices his corporeal form. So I don't want to spoil anything, but the overall story is incomprehensible and outlandish. Expect drawn-out explanations for all the hearts and vessels, more time travel talk, and unresolved beats dangled in front of you as if they'll be explained soon, but they won't. She actually concludes, overall, Remind is disappointing between all the reused content and few additions to the story. I feel like I wasted my time. Now, I'm not going to pan it because I haven't played it. But I will say this, Kingdom Hearts on the PS2 had an event in it when Tarzan was going through the jungle and he had to land on these tree stumps. You might remember it. It was a good game. It really was when you think about sort of the adult Disney game. But this was, I think, 2002, and I was in England, and doing articles for European Soccer Weekly, but I was also a guest coach at the Metropolitan Police Department in London, up at their training facility in Hertfordshire, which we would call Hertfordshire, but Hertfordshire called Bushy near Watford. Sorry, so I can't hear you at all, sir. Is it all right? Anyway, I was coaching football, and they said, did you play basketball? And I was like, only in high school. And they go, well, that makes you John Wooden. Here, can you help coach my son's team? And so one night a week I would help coach. There's a point to the story. So I would coach these 14 and 15-year-olds at the Longdean School in Hemel Hempstead. But anyway, so there was a little team party one night at one of the players' houses, and I was talking to the parents and regaling them with stories of Bunker Hill and such. But anyway, the kid said, you're a video game guy, right? And I said, yeah. And like, can you try this? It's all right. I won't do the next one. Maybe they're like, there's like, I don't know, 12 kids. And they're like, we can't get through this. And I go, look, just because you're 12 doesn't mean you're not really good at this. I'm sure you're just as good as I am. And they're like, we can't get through this part of Kingdom Hearts. And I was like, okay, let me have a go. And I couldn't get through it. You had to time it exactly right in one of the worst instances of a right-to-left platforming level as Tarzan landed on these little posts. And there were like five stages to it, but you had to do it real fast all in a row. And normally you would die on the first jump. Every once in a while you'd get to two, and if you'd get to three, you couldn't stop and think about it. You had to keep going. So in about 20 minutes of trying, I think maybe three or four times I got to that fifth jump, and every time I died. But I must have tried 100 times. I remember thinking, where is it? There's two explanations for this. Either somewhere there's some smug developer going, hey, man, you want to beat my game? You better bring your A game, baby. You better bring it. Or the beta testers, when they asked, is this too hard? They went, no, it's fine. Are you sure? Yeah, you can do it. Oh, yeah. Because if I beta tested that game, I go, look, I'm not on any esports team. They didn't have it back then. But I would have said, I'm not too shabby at video games, and I can't do it. Not even once. So whenever I see Kingdom Hearts, there's a very small chill that goes down my spine. Because I'm reminded of that instance. Anyway, Kingdom Hearts 3, Remind, from Square Enix. Just let me know, Rick at Sports Pilot. Oh, you're all going to stampede to win this game now. But let me know. It's for the PS4 here. You can also get it for Xbox One. By the way, Kimberly gives it a 6.5, which is not a ringing endorsement. But remember, maybe it's your cup of tea. Maybe you love the Kingdom Hearts world. Maybe you'd love to go back to the Keyblade Graveyard and fight all those impossible bosses all over again. It's like one thing I can't stand is if you do you have that friend who, or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, husband, wife, sibling, and you're like, hey, let's go to this movie. What does Rotten Tomatoes say? I could not care less what Rotten Tomatoes says. But then I look. If it's like a 3%, I'm like, all right, I'm probably going to hate it. But that doesn't mean I will for sure, because I've been to things like, oh, Rotten Tomatoes, this was a 92%. Oh, this movie stunk. You're really going to let strangers decide for you what's good and what's bad? Have you ever eaten at a restaurant that you loved and everyone's like, oh, that restaurant's crap, or vice versa? Right. So maybe this will be for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. The lines are open. We'll get to the new releases here in a second. I want to get back, because it still stings, that the Game Developers Conference is canceled as of Friday. And here is a statement from the GDC. Quote, after close consultation with our partners in the game development industry and community around the world, we've made the difficult decision to postpone the Game Developers Conference this March. We're genuinely upset and disappointed not to be able to host you at this time. We fully intend to host a GDC event later in the summer, and we will provide more information in the coming weeks. Now, by the way, end quote, if you are listening, you didn't know about it, or you want to know how to get a refund, if you're already registered and you're paid, like most people are, you're supposed to be getting emails which will take you through all the necessary steps about receiving your refunds. Now, here's the thing. You booked hotel reservations. If you went through the GDC hotel portal or the GDC room blocks, you're going to be fine. But how many people do that? I know that whenever I'll go to like a Super Bowl or NBA Finals, what have you, World Cup. Like the NFL before Super Bowl will always say, by the way, if you're headed to Miami, we have reserved a block of hotels for the media. And it's the blank hotel, and it's $379 a night. And I'm like, I'm not paying $379. And even if my company is going to put me up, my company is, you know, not HBO or ESPN. They're not going to pay $379 a night. No, everybody who's going to the GDC, they're going on Hotels.com or Expedia or Kayak. They're doing one of those deals. So hopefully you got a hotel, they'll give you a refund. And most of them do. The only thing is, if you did the Airbnb, which a lot of people do, you have to read the fine print. because if you've ever done Airbnb, you know that some of them will be like, hey, just give me 3 days notice. Wow. And some will be like, you have 3 days to cancel from the time of your booking. After that, 10 days after that, you get 75% back. 10 days after that, you get 50%. If you are within a week, you don't get any back, or you get 10%. I mean, there are some draconian rules, and everybody makes their own rules there, but it is out there on the Airbnb. So anyway, it's not the first event to not have, as I said, the Pac East. You know, we had the Kojima not go to Boston. There was the Mobile World Congress in Spain, which is the biggest telecom show in the world. That was canceled a couple weeks ago. All the vendors backed out. The Geneva Motor Show in Schweiz, the Confederation of Helvetia, Switzerland, that has, Switzerland as a country has a temporary ban on gatherings of more than 1,000 people. And then you think about EVE Online Fan Fest, which is scheduled for April in Reykjavik. That has been canceled. So even Facebook's own Fate Developer Conference, F8, which would have started May 5th, is out. That's not even giving people time to see if this, you know, maybe, hopefully this is not the Black Plague, but if it is a cold and flu season thing, hopefully by May it's done for the most part. So the GDC is over, and listen, people's health is more important, but it's still disappointing. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. There are a couple that came out today. SteamWorld Quest, that's on the Stadia RPG, another Stadia game, SteamWorld Dig 2. Otherwise, these are Tuesday events. Nerved, an adventure game on the PC. Also on the PC, Curse of the Dead Gods. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. It's a fighting game on the PS4. Got an alien shooter DLC called Holfrain, Holfraine. That's on the PS4. Murder by Numbers, adventure game, Switch. It's also on the PC. Pokemon Mystery, which is on the Switch, which is an RPG. Looking forward to that. And then a couple more here. After Party. Where is the After Party? Well, it's going to be on the Switch. And one more game. Yes, Your Grace. That is on the PC. I'll read you a little blurb for that. In the Kingdom Management RPG, Yes, Your Grace, petitioners will arrive in the throne room each turn to ask for your advice and assistance. The game tells the tale of Davern, a medieval kingdom ruled by King Eric, E-R-Y-K. The game is set in a fictional world where monsters and arcane practices inspired by Slavic folklore are the order of the day. Villagers will ask for your help with various problems, from monsters attacking the village to a lack of places to relax and enjoy themselves. Some will bring humor to your throne room, and some will present you with difficult choices. Your family is important, too, and throughout your time as king, you have to support them in their struggles. Decide whether to help them and their problems or to conserve resources for more important matters. Remember, supplies are limited, and not everyone has the kingdom's best interests at heart. You will face lords with a variety of personalities, and you will need their support in order to win an upcoming battle. But some may ask you to perform dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, to cement the alliance. One thing is clear, it won't be easy to keep everyone happy. Yes, Your Grace. I'm Rick Tittle, Cheat Code on the other side. Come on back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing out the video game review in our customary fashion. Go into a cheat code request. Send your request to Rick. Request is the keyword there. Rick at sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Ann Arbor. Go Maize and Blue. Talking to email from CJ. CJ says, Rick, Need for Speed Carbon, PlayStation 2. Need to go fast, LOL. I got a couple for you here, CJ. At the main menu, press left up, left down, right square, and you will be in with infinite nitrous. Once again, left up, left down, right. Now, with that being said, want to make sure that we pay our respects to the man that gave us the ultimate cheat code, the one that has lasted so long through Contra and Gradius, and that's Kazuhisa Hashimoto, who invented the up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. He passed away this week, the Konami code, as it is known. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll be back week. We will be back in a week. Come on back.